When he announced commuting the sentences of nearly 1,500 people and the pardoning of 39 others, the president said the individuals are committed to making their communities safer. Recipients include a nonprofit leader who supports at-risk youth and a decorated military veteran and pilot who spends much of his time helping his fellow church members who are in poor health. But not everyone was pleased by the president's decisions. A Republican state senator said a commutation for a woman who stole $54 million from a small town in Illinois was a slap in the face to residents. Greg Clugston, Washington.